you back here on the program. Appreciate you being here. And, you know, a lot of these smaller charities were really hurt during the pandemic. You don't talk or hear much about it. But smaller regional or local charities, not the big guys, but the smaller ones, really took a hit because they couldn't hold their annual golf outing or whatever their event might be, right? And so I want to bring this to your attention. Don Haddad is the race director for Ellie's Race. Ellie's Race is a 5K run walk. It's for Ellie's Place. Don, good to have you back on the program.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your support every year.
Well, you know, and I try, but here we are doing it virtual again this year. Now, for anybody who doesn't know what Ellie's Place is, that is behind Ellie's Race, please tell them what it is and how important it is.
Yep. Ellie's Place provides grief support to children and teens in our community. And what that looks like is we have four branches across the state. We're here. I'm at the Capital Region branch, which holds Ellie's Race, and that's in Lansing. But we also have branches in Ann Arbor and Flint and Grand Rapids. And we provide a safe place for kids to grieve the loss of someone important in their life, someone special to them. It could be, you know, the statistics show that 1 in 13 children in the state of Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling by the age of 18, and that doesn't even include grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, neighbors, teachers, whatever. So we know that there are a lot of grieving kids out in our community, and unresolved grief shows itself in a lot of negative things, depression, truancy, risk-taking behavior. So we have on-site, right now it's virtual, but on-site grief support groups for children and teens ages 3 through 18, and a young adult group that's done really well virtually, and that's for 18 to 26-year-olds. And it's at no cost to families.
Right. And, you know, those are some of the most painful times because young people are, you know, bewildered by that kind of a loss. And so that's what Ellie's Place does. And I applaud you. I think you're in your 31st year now. You've been doing it for three decades, if I'm not mistaken. And through that time, you've helped countless people because the help that goes to that young person, it helps an entire family sometimes. And then the experience learned by that person is then shared with others, I am quite sure, years down the road as they face adversity and they help others to face adversity. What do you think?
I agree with you. You're right. We are celebrating our 30th anniversary, and our numbers, best as we can see, is that we have helped over 31,000 individuals here in the Capital Region.
31,000. What a, you know, that's just a milestone to be so proud of. But like I said, smaller charities like your own, major setbacks because the major fundraising operations and the things you would do didn't happen during the pandemic. And so a lot of the smaller charities took a big hit, and you have much smaller budgets than the national charities, obviously. So how critical is this race? It's virtual again this year. So tell me how it's going to work and how critical it is to raising the money.
Well, exactly. Our biggest event is a breakfast that we hold early in the year. And now for 2 years, we have not been able to hold that in person. And that's a huge chunk of our income, our budget for when we do our fundraising. So this is a big event for us. Last year, we did it virtually. This year, we're doing virtual again. And, you know, it's just the way that it is this year. We really, really plan on being back in person next year. But we are doing it virtually. And it was such a success last year that we know it's going to be huge again this year. So it's Ellie's Race presented by Jackson National Life. And what virtual means is that people can participate anywhere they want, whenever they want. We will have an opening ceremony on our Facebook page on July 24th. So that's really technically race date. But people can walk, run, jog on a trail in their neighborhood, at a park. They can take their dog, form a team. We had last year people participating in 20 different states and across the pond over in England, which was really neat to see. There's prizes for teams, fundraising incentives. There's the free kid races. People can still purchase a memory heart, which is something that's important when we have our in-person event, but we're still doing that as a virtual thing. People can buy that. We're still doing our bubble ceremony. We still have really great T-shirts and water bottles for our 5K participants. And we're trying to make it as fun as possible with some fun online stuff from our sponsors. And at our packet pickup, we're actually going to have runabout coffee carts. So it's still a lot of the same fun, but people, like I said, get to do it whenever and wherever they choose. And right now, registration is $25.
Registration is $25. Where does somebody get involved? Because it's such a great program. in such a critical program. 31,000 people helped, as you mentioned there, Don, and it's so critical that people get involved. So where can they register? And if they don't want to register, if they just want to pretend they ran virtually, but want to donate and support what you're doing, you know, if they want to be Rosie Ruiz, knock yourself out, just send cash. How do they do all those things?
That's right. And I was going to mention that this morning. You don't even have to run, walk, jog, whatever. You can just simply make a donation because we need it to help children in our community to embrace loss effectively. So our website is elliesrace5k.org, and that's ELESRace5K.org. And that will take you to our direct page for our race. We also have elliesplace.org. That's just our general website for our organization if anyone would like to learn more, and they can donate there as well. But elliesrace5k.org.
That's E-L-E-S, E-L-E-S, Ellie's Race, E-L-E-S, Race, 5k.org. Don, I tip my hat to you. I know it's been difficult, but the work you do is extremely important, and it has been for more than 30 years, and it will continue to be for the next 30 years as long as people that are listening today get involved and support something that is so important. And again, I know it's been difficult, but thank you for having the steadfastness and the perseverance to see it through. And hopefully, by this time next year, I won't be able to lie about running the 5K.
And hopefully next year we'll see you in person. We sure do appreciate your support in helping us to share awareness of, you know, grief is something that people don't even like to talk about. And, you know, just getting that conversation out there that it is important to talk about. It is important to support the kids who are grieving in our community. So thank you so much. Once again, elliesrace5k.org.
There you go, Dawn. Nice job. I tip my hat to you and the whole team there at Ellie's Place for Ellie's Race. Elliesrace5k.org. Help out young people who have lost somebody in their lives, somebody so important. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gerber Show. I'll be right back. Schoolgirl, sweetie, with the classic kind of sizes in the skirts, climbing with a knee. It was three young ladies in a school gym locker when I noticed they was looking.